Saudi women's struggle for more rights is once again under the spotlight, with international rights groups expressing support for them. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have thrown their weight behind a campaign calling on Saudi women, that is, to get behind wheels on Saturday in defiance of a ban on female drivers. But some signs suggest women have a tough road ahead of them in a kingdom that has been widely criticized for rights violations.
In Saudi Arabia, calls are growing for authorities to end the long-standing ban on female drivers. A new campaign will culminate in the kingdom this Saturday. Women are being encouraged to get behind the wheel. Recently, dozens of women defiantly posted online videos of themselves driving in several Saudi cities to express solidarity with the cause. On Thursday, Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch called on the kingdom to allow women to drive. Amnesty International wants Saudi authorities to respect women's right to drive. The group has expressed astonishment that in the 21st century, Saudi authorities continue to deny women the right to legally drive a car. The words were echoed by Human Rights Watch. This is not the first time activists are trying to break the ban, but in the past, authorities were quick to punish, with a number of female activists arrested or sacked from their jobs for violating the ban.
The Saudi regime is an absolute monarchy, and they're not used to being imposed upon. Some observers say that imposing the right to drive won't work, because it could be seen as opening the door to other political demands and rights.
The online campaign, dubbed Women to Drive, is particularly getting attention these days. The activists behind the campaign believe the public mood is changing, with many more people, including men, publicly supporting the lifting of the ban. Thousands of people have also signed a petition calling for a change. But things just do not seem to be that easy. Saudi authorities have signaled they will not tolerate any show of defiance. The Interior Ministry has threatened women not to join the campaign, and many clerics are opposed to letting women drive.
In religion, there's nothing that prevents women from driving a car, nor that gives them this right. But clerics have weighed the pros and cons, and they decided that the cons outweigh the pros.
Saudi Arabia has long been criticized for widespread human rights violations. Just a few days ago, the kingdom human rights record came under fire at the United Nations. Critics blasted the kingdom for jailing activists without due process and abusing the basic rights of women and foreign workers. Saturday will tell whether Saudis can be more hopeful about possible improvements in human rights situation in the kingdom.